In the world of the so-called normal, and I use that term guardedly here, parenting comes to anyone who can leap the biological hurdle. And with more than 6 billion people on Earth, we can safely say that the bar is not terribly high. And indeed, if you pass the test and have a baby or get your partner pregnant, there's not a lot of folks asking you to fill out questionnaires to prove your parental qualifications. In cases of extreme neglect, of course, the state might get involved. But in general, if you're a parent, then you're a parent. Period. The end. That's all different in cases of adoption, when parents or couples who have biological challenges becoming parents try to take in a child and formally adopt. Then the state has all kinds of questions, questions that can end up in court. Defending your qualifications as parents when you are just a loving couple devoted to a child is the emotional premise of the film Any Day Now, which opens today. Veteran actor Alan Cumming plays Rudy in a story about how Rudy and Paul, played by actor Garrett Dillahunt, a gay couple, take in a mentally retarded boy and end up having to hire a lawyer to defend their role as parents.
The word on you is you're a smart lawyer and a hell of a negotiator who's not afraid of a tough case.
Well, your case is beyond tough, my friend.
We're well aware of our chances.
Frankly, it's damn near impossible to get custody as a gay man.
Frankly, it's damn near impossible to do anything as a gay man.
Opening today, Any Day Now has already attracted accolades and awards, including the Audience Awards at the 2012 Tribeca Film Festival. Alan Cumming, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Also with us is Jennifer Chrysler, Executive Director of the Family Equality Council, an advocacy group that deals with cases in real life of gay parents defending their rights or qualifications as parents. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, Alan, what emotional sort of baggage do you think comes with entering into this story? People don't typically have to defend their rights as parents. There is no right of parenting unless suddenly you decide to adopt. This is an emotional thing to be called on the carpet for.
Yes, it is. I think it's also there's a larger issue as well, because it's they're being judged not just as parents, but they're being kind of judged as second-class citizens because they're gay, and the fact that there's so many more taboos about their sexuality and children that they have to contend with in this film. And so it's, for me, I found it a very emotional kind of thing to do, just because of, you know, I am a second-class citizen in this country. And so to be doing this story about something that is supposedly a period piece 30 years ago, it was really galling to be reminded that this would happen today. It's probably less easy to be that blatantly bigoted as some of the characters are in the film.
But nevertheless, to even be questioned really raises the exact same anger. Jennifer Chrysler, Executive Director of the Family Equality Council, this idea that biology gives you a pass, but suddenly if you show up as a loving gay couple to adopt a child, even one that has been explicitly neglected, why does biology give you a pass to be a parent under almost any circumstance?
You know, I think in this country, we have a very outdated and sort of nostalgic view about what family is. This idea that they're married moms and dads raising their biological children in a house with a white picket fence and two dogs. And, you know, today's modern family doesn't look like that. But there is still this deep-seated hanging on to that creates the bias and prejudice that we see at the state level and that we see in the way that moms and dads who happen to be lesbian and gay are treated. And the reality is what makes a family, what is really important about a family is the love that is in it, the guidance and boundaries that we give to the children that we are raising. And if we were measuring on those yardsticks, I think what we would find is that kids who are being raised by gay and lesbian parents are doing, and we do know this, are doing extraordinarily well.
To both of you, before we go, the law is often sort of stuck with the social mores that it inherits from a previous generation. The law is rarely up to date. And not to be a devil's advocate per se, but can you have any sympathy for lawyers and judges who are stuck with a set of social conventions and in a well-meaning way try to sort it out, even if they seem bigoted and get it terribly wrong from our perspective?
Well, I think, of course you can, but that's not really what's happening in the film. And I don't think that's... See, most of the objections, for example, for this not happening, there's no... It's not about because we think this should happen instead. It's that we don't want you to get this child because you're gay. And we would rather... Well, they don't say this, but this is the alternative, is we would rather him languish in a foster home and then a mental institution than have a loving home. And that, I think that's indefensible. I really do. You know, I'm not from America, obviously, as you can hear. And I think there's a really interesting trend in politics of this country that people just object to something without any substance and or any alternative. And I don't know any other country where that's sort of taken seriously as a political argument. You know, you can't just say, no, we're not going to do that, and then not say what you would rather do. I think that's something that needs to be looked at.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I mean, I think the vast majority of judges who understand that the right decision is to do what's good for every child find a way to make that happen. And I think in the places where it still doesn't happen today, you are talking about lawmakers and politicians and judges who spout about family values but don't really value families. So I don't think there are a lot of people left who are really feeling their way through this or figuring out sort of what they want to do, but feel stuck with laws that make them unable to do what they want. I think that you are either recognizing the love of a family and supportive of providing permanent home environments for kids in places where they are going to do the best, or you are holding on to this very antiquated view of family and you want to put that perspective onto every family that you meet in every size, shape, form that they come in, and you don't want them to be who they actually are.
I think that's really a good point that, you know, change is a very difficult thing for people to accept. And right now in this country, there's been massive change socially. And I think that's what we're fighting as well, is this slow realization by some people. It's very difficult for them right now to comprehend the fact that the world has changed in the way it has, and the demographic and social mores have changed. And I kind of feel sad for those people. But sadly, sometimes you have to snap out of that when there's people's lives at stake.
And at a certain point, it does become holding on to intolerance as opposed trying to preserve
some
tradition.
You know, we look at other parts of our history. We've done that to our detriment.
Alan Cumming, the star of the new film Any Day Now. Also, we spoke with Jennifer Crisler, who's executive director of the Family Equality Council, which works to eliminate anti-GLBT discrimination in foster care and adoption. Jennifer and Alan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. The Takeaway is produced by WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.